Welcome to the Small Fleet and Owner Operator Summit. I'm Thomas Wasson, trucking expert here at FreightWaves. Super excited to be diving into for this fireside chat, the world of navigation technology and how it is impacting commercial vehicles. Joining me to talk about this is going to be Michael Kornheiser. He's a senior vice president of transportation at Trimble. You may know them in the navigation space, PC Miler, as well as their various other products. Michael, you know, before we dive in, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you for having me, Thomas, and happy to be here. My name is Michael Kornheiser. I'm responsible for the transportation segment at Trimble. And for those of you that are familiar with Trimble, Trimble's on a mission to transform the way the world works. And we do that in highly impactful areas like transportation, construction, and agriculture. And in the transportation segment, again, we're on a journey to connect the various players that are in the transportation ecosystem, whether that be shippers, carriers, and ultimately down to drivers of the freight. Our solutions power the transportation industry. We've been whether in the back office with some of our TMS products like TMW Suite, ICC, PC Miler, or into the more in-cab facing driver experience products like Instinct, Copilot, and Mylon.
I think it's important to note, because in the transportation space as well, I remember even fleet operations, we'd use PC Miler products and other Trimble products. For folks outside who don't really understand, a lot of people in the industry just assume drivers plug something in on like a traditional mapping software for regular motorists. What are some of the things you have to take into consideration, especially when we're looking at commercial vehicles, the weights, the restrictions, et cetera?
Yeah, well, I feel that whether you're responsible for one truck or five trucks or 20,000 trucks, that commercial navigation is really an essential tool for, on one hand, keeping your drivers safe, keeping them legal, and ultimately providing more efficient routes. So truck navigation is really founded upon the fact that, again, creating a truck safe and legal route for your driver, whether that be height restrictions, weight restrictions, maybe you're hauling hazardous materials and need to have truck safe routes for hazardous materials. So whether you're, again, hauling whatever type of material you're hauling, I think that truck safe navigation is really an essential tool for keeping your drivers safe.
Looking in the space, maps are constantly changing. Folks are adding new warehousing. We've got infrastructure being built. Even in recent news, a bridge going down is going to impact routing as well. How does Trimble keep that information accurate, up to date? Is that where in the organization you have the right connections? Is that the experience? What are some of the ways that you have to keep ahead of the constantly changing things, especially in the routing space?
Yeah, well, the map is an essential piece of a navigation and routing tool. And we focus very highly on, a truck safe, a truck legal, and truck specific map. And so we have a very large team of GIS engineers that are constantly editing the maps on a daily basis. We're also using AI and machine learning to look at various things in the road, stuff like the curvature of a turn and whether a truck can safely take that curvature of a turn, and that therefore would we suggest that turn in a route or not. Then you get into some more real-time information that can impact a truck's route. And of course, the bridge in Baltimore that recently went down was a big one. And so we were able to update our mapping across our navigation and routing products to take into account that bridge being out and provide, again, truck-safe routes around that bridge. Other things like traffic information cannot highly impact the ETA, of course. And so on one hand, just to understand that there's a traffic jam ahead and that will impact your ETA is very important in the truck-specific navigation product, but also from a safety perspective, if we know that you're approaching a slowdown on the highway or a work zone, we provide an early warning to the driver such that it gives them an opportunity to slow down in advance of that incident.
And checking and looking at the data, I know there's a lot of data providers. Some folks are using different sources. Is that something where, being in the industry for such a long period of time, does everyone in this space typically build their own? Or I've seen, even from a startup I came from, there's some companies that have like publicly available open sourced routing. So is that kind of when we're looking in the mapping space and the state of the technology, are a lot of people kind of building their own warehouses and silos, or is it a little more open source with a little extra ingredients added in?
Yeah, there's different ways of doing it. At Trimble, we do produce our own map data, and we do that because, again, there's an essential link between the map data and the navigation system. And so we're highly focused on commercial routes. We've been doing this for over 40 years in the PC Mileage product and for over 30 years in our navigation products. And so building that kind of repository of truck safe, truck legal restrictions, things that truck drivers care about in the map data is essential. We also have millions of locations that trucks go so that we can provide safe and efficient final mile routing into and out of those truck-specific locations.
And looking at the evolution of the technology, given your experiences in the industry, what were some of the biggest things you've noticed over the past few years, or any specific surprises in terms of how the space is growing and developing? Because I can imagine, even coming from like a brokerage, the evolution of a TMS system, or even the very foundations of workflow, looking from a mapping standpoint, is there any surprises or anything you've seen that, maybe wouldn't have seen like 3-5 years earlier?
Well, again, I would go back to the use of just real-time information that can impact a route while you're out there on the road. And so stuff that you can't predict, like weather, stuff that you can't predict, like traffic, like road closures, et cetera, and providing that information in a way that is relevant to a truck driver that provides them, again, truck-specific speeds to go on when they're potentially approaching a high rollover area. We've got over 10,000 high rollover areas in the product. And if you're approaching that rollover area at too high of a speed, we'll give you a warning to slow down. So I think that, again, it's all about providing a safer experience for our drivers and giving them tools that are built specifically for them to keep them safe while they're out on the road.
And looking at customer expectations, small fleets, large fleets, owner-operators, is there ever any kind of observations in terms of how we're using this routing data? How much are we diving into the optimizing the routes? Have you noticed anything depending upon the fleet size? Like, this is a small fleet, owner-operator, Summit. Do they approach these problems differently than maybe a 5,000 truck carrier? Or are these kind of the similar issues we're all trying to solve?
I think that there are many consistencies across, again, doesn't matter how many trucks you're operating or are within the fleet. But definitely, as you get into larger fleets, there's a desire to have more consistency between the route that they're getting paid on and the route that they're actually driving. And so connecting that route from the TMS into the navigation system is an important concept there. At the same time, for an owner operator, if you're getting paid on miles, you actually want to drive those miles. And so oftentimes, those miles are being paid on PC Miler miles. And so the same technology that is into the PC Miler product, the same route that you would get in PC Miler is the same route that you'll get in your Copilot navigation system.
I had that problem a few times where we'd look at Google Miles, zip code zone miles from zip to zip. And then also maybe the customer is using a PC Miler miles. Is that something where maybe when they're looking ahead, trying to establish as the default widely accepted unit of measurement, is that something that you notice as well? Especially if I'm an owner operator, a lot of times my smaller owner operator drivers wouldn't notice it. And so they say, why is my mileage short? And I was like, well, you're using Google Miles and RFP is using a different mileage time.
Yeah, again, it's that consistency between the miles that you're paid on and the miles that you're actually driving. And again, doing that in a truck safe and truck legal way. If you're using a product like Google, you will not have the same sort of truck specific functionality, that same sort of truck safe route. If you're operating in the Northeast, there's obviously heavy tolls on the road. There's parkways that trucks are not permitted to drive on. And so those types of things coming into the route is essential for, again, making sure that you're safe, making sure that you're legal, that you're not topping your truck on a low bridge. Again, the miles that you're driving are the miles that you're actually getting paid on.
And talking about the truck safe route, this is really fascinating because it looks like, especially making sure your route is safe. I had no idea that the tolerances in the curves You know, usually sometimes you'd see it posted on the sides of the road or the recommended speed limits. But is that kind of a more of a recent development, or is that something where given feedback? Tell us a little bit about what the truck safe routing does.
Yeah, so I think it starts with, of course, you know, weight and height restrictions, and that's kind of the basis of it all. But over time, we've added more functionality and more features into the map that could be leveraged by the navigation system and created to create a truck-specific product that is relevant for the driver. So yes, leveraging some of our partners and the vast amount of data that we have. Again, high rollover locations where we've noticed in the past a number of high roll stability events have happened from the truck. We map that into the data and then again provide a warning to the driver when that happens. From a work zone perspective or a large traffic jam ahead of you on the highway, it takes an 80,000-pound truck a lot longer to stop than it does a consumer vehicle. And the FMCSA reported that there's over 20,000 accidents happening with commercial vehicles in work zones last year. So doing something to try to prevent those accidents from happening and those back of the queue accidents from happening is something that we're doing through the navigation system. So ultimately, it becomes a tool for the driver. It's a companion to the driver. That's ultimately why we call it Copilot, because it's that partner for the driver, again, and keeping them safe and keeping them legal as they're out on the road.
And looking ahead to the future, a lot of folks talk about AI, artificial intelligence integration, or machine learning and stuff. As these companions and assistants, you know, as navigation's moving towards almost having this assistant, virtual assistant helping you drive, what are some of the things that is on y'all's radar as you're looking to add and develop features, or maybe where the industry itself is going towards in regards to routing?
Yeah, I think that there's a couple of different things happening there. Again, it all starts with the map data and creating a route that is not only safe, legal, but also is that a truck driver would want to take. So we're analyzing millions of routes that are coming into our various systems and looking at, well, there might be two routes that are both truck legal, but we see the vast majority of our drivers taking one route over the other. And so then we'll start to prefer that route over the other if there's not a significant difference in those routes. We're leveraging machine learning to, again, look at curvature of turns and decide whether or not there are enough lanes for the truck to make that turn in the road. As you get into more large language models and so on, it gets into that driver experience and how the driver is interacting with the navigation product. And so we're looking at putting into the navigation ways of communicating to the navigation system through just natural speech, saying, give me, you know, instead of entering a truck stop that you want to stop at, via keyboard or some sort of voice texting it in, just asking the system, say, hey, show me a place to stop in the next 10 minutes. I need to get gas or I need to use the restroom. So I think that it gets into how you interact with the navigation system and how you enter data into the navigation system. And again, leveraging the navigation system to overall be your assistant, to be your co-pilot while you're out there and often alone on the road.
Well, it's definitely exciting stuff, especially with the language models as well. If folks are interested in learning more, getting more information about not only Trimble, but the truck safe routing solutions, what's the best way to find out?
Yeah, so our navigation product, Copilot, is available on the App Store and the Google Play Store. And so you can just hop on there. We've got a 14-day free trial, so you're welcome to go in and try that out without paying. You can also visit Trimble.com to find out more about the company overall. But best place is really through the App Store and to give Copilot a try.
Perfect. Michael, really appreciate your time. A lot of great stuff to dive into. Looking forward to continued developments.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Thomas.
That's going to be a wrap for this Fireside Chat, folks. But don't touch that internet dial if you're viewing us online. We're watching the video. A lot of great more content coming right up.